This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Chocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, yesterday we were cutting hay, and our son was on the tractor, and he heard this power steering hydraulic groan. So he shut off the tractor, and he called me over to the field where he was. I brought some hydraulic fluid and topped off the hydraulic fluid. Everything was fine. It was just groaning from being in the heat. Well, tractor wouldn't start. Why? Well, one of the battery terminals had failed. And I remember buying a set of two battery replacement clamps, battery terminals that you can just cut off the wire at the end of the terminal and put these on very quickly. I think they were about $2.95 when I bought both of them maybe 20 years ago. We had them, and within an hour and a half, you know, the tractor was down the road over a mile away, but within an hour and a half, we were back in running. The point being, something as simple as a battery connection can shut down whatever you're doing. So there are a lot of things that, class, you need to learn about. You need to study about electricity, Ohm's law. You need to know about mechanics, gasoline and diesel, how machines work, how plants grow. And I suggest that you take the time while we still have the Internet to learn as much as you can about as much as you can. Captain John Reagan?
For this next section, I'm going to concentrate on the first three and last four articles in the financial section. And it's going to be more and more amazing. It's never been more negative. And I tell you, I never, ever in all of my business classes had negative interest rates discussed. In fact, I think if I tried to punch that in my financial calculator, it says, you're an idiot because you can't do that. Well, we now have more than $10 trillion worth of debt with negative interest rates. And why that's really critical, we've been talking about pension plans and how they're underfunded and they're not getting the rates of return they used to. Well, a lot of these plans have to invest in government debt. They have to invest in highly rated bonds. Some of them have specific percentages that they have to do. So when you get these bonds with negative interest rates, and let's just say it's a negative 1% for discussion purposes. The pension plans are expecting to make about 7.5 to 8% a year. So if you've got a good part of your portfolio making negative rates, for every dollar that you've got in that negative 1% category, you've got to have a dollar invested in something that's making at least 8.5 or 9% to make up for it. And when you do that, you're getting into more risky investments, which means that you can actually lose your principal, which means that that's even more to make up. It's bad enough not making a high enough interest rate, but to lose the investment itself, that's where you have to make impossible, outlandish returns. And let me just go ahead and move down to the third article, which is related to that. Puerto Rico takes a weird turn. Puerto Rico is now saying that $4.4 billion of its outstanding debt is unconstitutional, and therefore they don't owe it, and the bondholders will get nothing. We're sure that's going to go to court, but if that's upheld, it'll get interesting. And again, we have to look at the pension plans. A lot of Puerto Rican debt is owned within the United States, and a lot of that is probably inside of pension plans. So here you can have over $4 billion worth, which in the financial world is still a lot of real money. In the government la-la land, you know, they're into trillions now, but in real life, millions and billions still do count. So we're looking at over $4 billion that could disappear from pension plans, which would make that even more underfunded and accelerate the pension crisis.
John, I was thinking about these pension funds and hedge funds, and Hillary Clinton's son-in-law was involved in a hedge fund that had lost 90% of its investors' funds. And that firm is called Eagle Vale Hellenic Opportunity. And they said that they'd been incorrect on Greece, and it generated staggering losses. And who is this guy? Well, this guy, Hillary Clinton's son-in-law, his name is Mark Mezvinsky. He and two former colleagues from Goldman Sachs managed this fund, and they lost 90% of their investors' money. And to make it even worse, the son-in-law of Hillary Clinton never said, you know, I'm really, really sorry. So why would anybody trust anybody with their funds that like that? Why would anybody do that? And it gets back to, if you don't have it, if you can't control it, if you can't reach out and touch it, you can lose it. And that's what happened. So I wouldn't even consider doing an investment like that. Would you, John Reagan?
I stopped trusting the professional's opinion 20 or 30 years ago, and started learning how to do it myself.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Well, factory orders have been screaming for a long time now. They've been down for 18 consecutive months, and this has never happened before in United States history without the economy being in a recession. And there's a reason why we're not in a recession. It goes back to the recalculation of GDP that was instituted, I guess, almost a year ago now. And with that recalculation, you almost have to subtract 3% from that to get to what the GDP would have been without that change in calculation. Given that, you go back and look at GDP, which is where the judgment on recession is based. You have GDP contract for two quarters in a row. They then call that a recession. Well, if you start subtracting 3%, you'll see that the recession did start some time ago, but not officially. And there's other ways of looking at this, and let me go ahead and go down to the last article in Financial, It's About Time. And might have heard me talk about before the last expo, I did a calculation based on just three things, and that's income, which is was based off IRS tax returns, government spending, and the debt service. Now, it's easy to see what interest is being paid. That's reported. I use a 3% number of the principal for debt service because I'm having to blend debt that never gets repaid, which is, you know, the big government debt. And then that's another factor in how fast things could happen. You know that we're basically going into debt roughly another $1 trillion every year, even though the budget says it's less than that. They have so much off budget that it still goes up considerably more. Well, they have to finance more than just that $1 trillion a year. They're very financed into short-term debt. So there's several trillions of dollars a year that they have to keep on refinancing. And that's great up until the point where nobody starts buying your debt anymore. And when we hit that point, which is probably after the petrodollar dies, like I say, anytime Saudi could decide to change that, and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, they're now paying contractors with IOUs. Things are financially bad for Saudi in their attack on American oil. So we can see the whole financial thing freeze up very quickly. But I did this calculation based on the current growth rates of debt service and government spending and how that eclipsed total income for the United States by 2020. And then I started backing up and said that, you know, based on what's happened, like the Weimar Republic, you look at other countries that have gone through this terminal phase before a collapse, and it looks like mid-2014 was the start with the negative interest rates and the deflation. And the chart that we're going to look at, which is the last chart in this article, when we get back, the peak in company margins, quarter three of 2014.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, I was just looking at a report. By 2045, 29 years from now, this report, the Economic Times, says that about half of us, or robots will take over most jobs in the world. Robots will take over most jobs in the world by 2045, 29 years from now. And we can see it. We can absolutely see it. We talked about the drones at Walmart. We've talked about the... you don't even need to have someone take an order for food. Just type it in. And even the Olive Garden is working on having a kiosk, a little handheld kiosk right there at your table, so that eventually you'll be able to just tap your order in and they'll transfer that job to computers, ordering your food. What's next?
Well, to continue on from the timing issue, because that's, you know, that's the question people want to know. When is this going to happen? And unfortunately, you know, we can't give an exact number. And yes, the model I built was fairly simplistic, because if you try to model the entire economy, it's just so complex, and even with teams of people, that there's going to be errors in there. But it's pretty clear that if you've got debt service and government spending being more than total income, that just plain can't be done. And this doesn't even factor in things like the pension problems that we're having right now. I didn't even include those in my book, because it's compared to the problems of Social Security and Medicare, it's much smaller. Now, most of the Social Security and Medicare problem comes later, but it's still the bigger gorilla that we're facing. simplistic. We can't do 2020 because you've got to do things like, you know, pay for food, you know, pay for transportation, utilities, you know, little things like that that, you know, people like to have to live. And if you want to see what it's like without that, check out Venezuela. And so I just kind of took a midway point, which puts us pretty much through, say that the time frame mid 2016, which is where we are, through mid 2017, just depending on how quickly that pain curve accelerates. And I believe we're going to see that go very quickly when it finally happens, because now we have these 24-hour markets run by computer, thank you very much, and it's all global. If you remember back in the Weimar Republic, they would set the exchange rate twice a day because the mark was losing ground so quickly, and people would be paid twice a day, and they'd rush down to get the most purchasing power they can. Well, with the computers today, it's going to be like an instantaneous, you know, all the time update on what the value of the currency is. So as soon as you get paid, and it'd be interesting to see if they change how companies pay, because most people it's weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, to try and get that into a daily pay where people aren't losing most of what they worked for, that'd be quite disruptive as well.
John, I was thinking about the scenario when in Germany, if a person was going to have a meal at a restaurant during the hyperinflationary times in Germany, they would want to pay the bill at the beginning of the meal rather than wait till, you know, a half hour later, 45 minutes later, because the price would go up so much. And in modern times, you know, as we saw gas prices rising to, you know, about $4 a gallon here in this country, it was crazy not to fill up your tank in the morning when you went to work, because by the afternoon, the gas prices might be 5, 10, 15 cents higher. So this is kind of a disconcerting scenario that you're talking about. And we've seen it. We've seen it right here in the United States in a very small way with gas prices and food prices.
So when we come back, we'll see what Dutch Bag says about this.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union. .com. Very somber tone here today. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Texas is about ready to set a new record for misconduct, sexual misconduct by teachers with their students. Looks like 188 cases last year. And one teacher got herself pregnant with a 13-year-old. Yeah. Texas. John, the morals are falling down, and this is, you know, what you're talking about with the financial markets. It's just, it's, these are symptoms of the same problem, moral decay, the lack of a moral compass all over the country, especially in Washington and New York. Please continue.
It's like pre-war Germany all over again, and I checked out Cabaret a couple of years ago. It's been a long time since I'd seen it, and it's hard for me to watch because it's so decadent, but it does kind of paint a picture of what it was like in that time. And boy, are we there. So to continue on, Deutsche Bank has this, I guess you call it a metric. Profit margins peak on average about 2 years before the onset of recession. And this table, which is the last table in the article, covers that. This starts after World War II. The first business cycle is 1949 to 1953. And this isn't based on number of years. It's based on recession to recession. The current business cycle we're in started in 2009. And the peak occurred in quarter three of 2014. And you just have to keep in mind the number you're seeing there is quarters. So when you see the number eight, that's eight quarters or 2 years. And we're getting ready to reach that 2 year point. The average for since World War II has been nine quarters, the median's been eight. So, again, we can't exactly forecast times, but on average, it would say that second half of this year is when the recession would start. And regardless of when it starts, this is the one that we don't get up from because there's nothing to recover with. We are so indebted that we don't have a way of climbing out. And to overlay the political landscape as well, again, I believe that the powers that be don't want to give Trump any kind of momentum going into the election. So assuming that things go as they do and Trump is the nominee and the elections are there the first Tuesday of November, then I would think that they're going to try every trick they can to keep any kind of economic bad news from coming out until after the election. Because obviously, Hillary's the one that all the establishment wants in power. That doesn't necessarily mean they get to do that because it's not just what's happening in the United States, it's what's going on in China and the rest of the world as well. And I probably ought to switch over to gold and silver to make some points in that area. So going up from the bottom of the post, going up for silver searching, what if they demand delivery and the silver sell? Let me do the middle one of that first. And this is talking about gold. And last year, they said 2,500 ounces stood for delivery. This year, that number was 221,000 ounces. And then for June, that's jumped up to over 1.5 million ounces. If everybody demanded delivery of that gold, that would basically crash the commodity exchange known as COMEX. And, given what's going on there, you kind of wonder, is that part of the financial war they're waging is to build that up so much to a point where they demand more than is physically there just to see the demise of the COMEX and give power to the Shanghai Exchange. But
maybe somebody could explain to me why anyone would buy gold or silver and not take delivery, other than maybe someone getting into the market expecting that they've got inside information, buying low, selling high, or shorting. Other than that, taking physical delivery is really simple. I buy it privately, take delivery, and everything is is quiet and done in private. Why not do that? I don't get it.
Well, there are ways of using different financial vehicles to multiply your money. Mm-hmm. And if there is a little bit of time from where the prices ramp up until the collapse, then if you're able to invest in those types, and you might not even have enough money to invest, I know I don't, you can probably do somewhere between 10 to 100 times your investment, and then you can turn around and, you know, rather quickly then take that money and put it into the land and the equipment and the education that you're going to need for what's coming. So that's, you know, one of the flip sides. And, of course, in the Wall Street world, they just care about the making money part.
Mm-hmm. John, I'm sure you've met people who have used that leverage that you're talking about, and they've done really well. And then that leverage works both ways, and then they do really, really badly, and end up losing everything. I mean, everything. Way too dangerous for me. I don't want to be involved in that.
I was able to do that, and the way I'm able to structure it, I cannot lose more than everything.
Mm-hmm. But, talking about strip straps and straddles?
I don't want to mention the exact vehicle because I don't want people trying it without the education you need to do it. But like I say, there are ways of making it to where, you know, you could go down to zero, but that's as far as it can go. But the given what I was investing in and the time frame I was investing in, it was, you know, probably the worst is I might have lost maybe half if things went totally bad. On the flip side, again, when that goes up and you have to have enough time frame there for it to go up, then you have that multiplicative effect. So let's go back and talk about silver. A couple of things caught my eye this week. One is that tech manufacturers are now going direct to mining companies in search of silver because there's really not a good replacement for silver in technology. You need it for the electronics. And rather than take the risk on the middlemen, the exchange markets that we were just talking about that are, you know, controlled by the paper market, the tech companies are now wanting to get these contracts going directly with the miners and bypass that. And then we've got an article saying why China will send the price of silver skyrocketing over $100. And again, the time frame on that is hard to say exactly, but the reasoning is based on using solar energy. Making the solar cells requires silver. China installed 45 gigawatts of these cells in 2015, and they're trying to get to 1,000 gigawatts by 2030. And that's nearly five times what the world has installed today. It takes about 2.8 million ounces of silver to create 1 gigawatt of solar power. And keep in mind, these panels tend to last only 20 or 30 years, and I don't know how well they're going to be able to recycle the silver out of that. So if we assume that about 650 gigawatts will be installed worldwide by 2020 to try and do away with our use of fossil fuel, that translates into about a billion ounces needed by 2020. So whatever drive there is going to be to install solar energy worldwide, worldwide is going to drive up silver prices at a time when everything I've seen says that production of silver has pretty much peaked. And also keep in mind, silver tends to be a byproduct, not the main product of a mine. So going to get very interesting.
John, there are many, many uses for silver, as you've been talking about. And one that is just starting to appear is door handles are now being plated with silver to prevent bacteria from spreading, because we know that silver acts as a great biocide. Of course, colloidal silver, but think about that. You know, the hospital doorknobs, what a great thing to do, because how do you open a door without touching some kind of a doorknob or a door push plate, right? Captain John Reagan's with us, going into another break. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We will be right back.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why are you got your take my, when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, it looks like we're not going to finish the 66 items on today's topics for class. So John Reagan will be back with us tomorrow to teach more about these items. And we've got CJ in Missouri. Welcome.
Yes, sir. May I share several things? I used to live within communist East Germany at the height of the Cold War, 1965 to 1968. I had German classes 5 days a week. Countess Isa Durkheim at the U.S. mission there in West Berlin, Germany. She said that in June of 1922, one U.S. dollar was equal to 500 German Deutschmarks. 6 months later, one U.S. dollar was equal to 1 trillion Deutschmarks. They were literally buying loaves of bread with Louis XVI furniture. Today, one piece would be $250,000, $500,000, $1 million. And that gives you an idea of the direction of which the United States is headed. At that point in time, communist East Germany was considered to be the absolute worst communist police state on earth. I'm sorry to say this, but the United States is far worse than that ever could be. I lived there. I know. 12 other people, including a friend of mine from communist East Germany, have said the exact same thing. And all I can say is, God bless America, and God protect America.
CJ?
Yes?
I have examples of that currency that you're talking about, and from the Weimar Republic, and you're right. They were printing currencies so quickly that they only printed on one side of some of the currency. And those elaborate notes and the elaborate engraving fell away to very poorly designed currency. And I have copies of that, the beautiful currency when it first started, and toward the end would look like monopoly money.
Yes.
Got a Renton mark, which is a trillion marks, and it's about the size of a piece of monopoly money. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
And now the silver alloy currency that they have, the 2 marks and the 5 marks, they held their value much better than the paper carnival currency, if you will.
Yes.
And you're right. And we've heard the stories that it would take a wheelbarrow full of currency, paper currency, to buy a loaf of bread. And there was more BTU value in the currency to heat with than the value at the store. So you are absolutely right. John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I've said it several times. You know, I spent 3 years, you know, at the time it was West Germany in the mid-'80s. And I'd wondered how did it happen? And unfortunately, I see that answer today right here in the United States.
You're talking about ignorance. You're talking about people who are ill-informed, people who are looking at the bread and circuses, people who aren't paying attention, people on the dole, the lack of jobs, the lack of morals. Is that what you're talking about?
All of that, yes.
Yeah, class, I guess that kind of explains why our tone is so somber today. CJ, what part of Missouri are you?
West of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you finding that there are fewer jobs than is being reported as well?
Absolutely. 94 million Americans out of work.
It's a record. It's an absolute record. We've never had so many people out of work. Are you hopeful toward the future?
Well, my hope is in the Lord God, Jesus Christ. That's
I've heard
where
that
I stand.
Before.
Yes. That's where my hope is.
CJ, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. We certainly appreciate it. Captain John Reagan, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station, right here. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11. And this broadcast is picked up and played, tape delayed, on Republic Broadcasting. So those of you who listen on Republic, if you'd like to call in, you certainly may, live between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. The call-in number is 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your telephone to the broadcast, 24-7, 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much. Class, above all. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.